What I'm saying to you is, when things are fine, nothing is wrong. What is keeping you from coming and attending services and hearing the truth, whether it's a sermon or the Sunday school or Bible study? What is keeping you? And it's not just that, the daily reading of the Word of God. We're not living in the 1500s. We're not living in the medieval times where people did not have the Bible or it was just in the Latin. Folks, you have a Bible. We have Bibles. What is keeping you from opening the Bible? If we're truly honest, many of you have not cracked open the Bible in weeks. And if we do, it's just a verse or two just to argue with someone over. Come on, folks. Well, you know, I go with an app. Open your app right now. I can guarantee you many of your apps will say it's been 32 weeks or 15 days or whatever. Are y'all with me? This Bible sits on the coffee table collecting dust, or on the back seat of the car, or the app stays unopened. How can you go about saying, well, I love Jesus. I love Pastor Shaw. I'm glad you do. But folks, Christianity is not just loving me. It's about loving Christ. It's about keeping the door, the gate of your house, your life, open to Christ and His Word.
You just heard a portion of the upcoming sermon titled Gatekeeper by Dr. Avedon Shah at Clearview Church here in Henderson. Here at Clearview, our goal is to make Christ visible in the way that we worship and the way that we serve others. We'd love to see you at one of our services here at 3485 Oxford Road, Henderson, North Carolina. And for more information on our church, check out our website at clearviewbc.org. But for now, let's tune into this week's message.
Growing up in Sunday school, they used to have this song which said, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see." How many of you remember that song singing? All right, some of you do. And I don't know if they still sing in the children's ministry, but the stanzas would go on and talk about, "Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. And hands, what you do. And feet, where you go." And the last line of that song is, "Oh, be careful, little heart, whom you trust." And that's such an important song for the children to learn. But I believe we as adults need that song just as much. Won't you agree with that? Maybe we can have John lead us in that song. That would be something, wouldn't it? But did you know that the song is at least 3,000 years old? 3,000 at least. And we're going to see that in the book of Proverbs today, how this song actually comes from the Word of God. Now, the gist of the message is this. You are the gatekeeper to your heart. You control what comes in and what goes out. You can either let in things that bring you closer to Christ, or you can let things into your heart that drive you further away from Christ. You are the gatekeeper. And keep in mind that the attack against your gates is real, it is intense, it is constant, and it is devastating. And in our series on the book of Proverbs, just a mini series, 4 weeks is all we're going to be. The series is called Skillful, Learning to Live Skillfully. And today's message is about being the gatekeeper to your heart. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn to Proverbs chapter 4, starting in verse 20. And let's all stand once again for the reading of God's Word. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20. Solomon is speaking to his son Rehoboam. Listen to what he says. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings." Now pay attention to your body parts that he is mentioning in this verse. "Pay attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes." And eyes is much more than vision. It's also thoughts. "For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Now, I'm going to give you a better translation from the Hebrew in a few moments, but that verse still is so powerful. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Which direction are you going? Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your feet or your foot from evil. This morning, as we prepare our hearts and as we pray for God's guidance and wisdom, the question is, how secure is your heart? As you saw in that video, we got our homes, we got our vehicles, we got our property, but our hearts, we let anything and anyone come in. And there will be a temptation this morning to say, I wish the young people would hear this. I wish so-and-so would be there. If you say that, and let me say it as clearly as possible, Satan has you duped. Because the message is not for some young people. The message is not for some person. The message is for you. And is Christ in your heart? Do you know Him as your Savior? If you don't, would you join me in this simple prayer? Never pray to receive Christ. It's a prayer that says, Jesus, I need you to come into my heart. I believe to the best of my ability that you are God's Son who came as promised, died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and you rose again. And I believe, and I need you to come into my life, come into my heart, be my Savior and my King. And I will follow you. As you help me, God, I will follow you the rest of my life. To understand the true meaning of this passage, which is verse 23, I want to actually back up and not begin in verse 20, but actually go to verse 23, and then we can go forward, and then we can go backward. So I hope you will understand the reason to focus on verse 23. Listen to that verse again. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. As I mentioned to you a few moments ago, and there's a better translation, the literal Hebrew translation goes like this. Keep your heart more than any guarded thing, for from it come the origins of life. Let me repeat that again. Keep your heart more than any guarded thing, for from it come the origins of life. To start with, the word for origins literally refers to the exits of a city. So I'm going to try my hand at drawing here. I'm not very good at this, but I practiced really well. All right, I did best I could. So imagine looking at the gates of the city. All right, there it is. That's pretty good, if I may say. All right. Looks like a city with gates. The imagery is of a fortified city. Now, I've been to Israel many times, and some of you have gone with me and my friend Jackie, who's an Israeli, our guide, a good friend. When we come to ancient cities, or we stand before the gates of the city or what's left of it, most of the time it's nothing but a hole in the rock, and that's where the hinges, the doors would fit in. And he asked the same question that I've heard him ask many times. I try not to answer because I want the newcomers to answer him. And his question is this: what is the most vulnerable part of the city? The most vulnerable part of any city were the gates. The gates. You say, why is that the case? Because how do you get inside the city? What is the easiest access into the city? The gates. All that needs to happen is for someone from the outside get into the mind of someone from the inside with bribe and say, hey, listen, we're going to give you this much money, or if we come in and we win the city over, then you get this position or you get to rule. And all it takes is for someone from the inside to open the gates and let the enemy come in. The most vulnerable part of any city is the gates. Now, Solomon calls it the heart. Guard your heart more than any guarded thing, for from it come the exits of life. The heart is the gate to your life. Now, what is the heart? Let's talk about that for a few moments. What is the heart? In ancient Near Eastern understanding, the heart represents a combination of both the inner and the outer workings of life. What is the inner workings? Your thoughts, your conscience. What are the outer workings? Your words, your actions. But unfortunately, this mind, this heart, these gates have been damaged by sin. Our gates are damaged. And that's why we have difficulty letting God in. They were designed to let God in. But they have been broken. They have been damaged. The hinges are off. What else do we know about the heart? The mind. It has been uniquely designed by the combination of our genetic ancestors, good and bad. What else do we know about the heart and the mind? The heart or the mind, the gates are either softened towards God or they are hardened towards Him based on our upbringing. That's why it's so important for people to lead their children to church. Our heart, our mind is redeemed, is fixed when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our King, or it is condemned when we reject Him. I'm kind of going outside the text because unless we do that, we will not understand the deep meaning. The more we grow in Christ, the more we study His Word, the more we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the more our heart, our mind become open to the things of God. The less you walk with Christ, the less you obey His Word, the less you obey the Holy Spirit, the more your heart remains closed to the things of God. Our hearts, our minds, these gates are tarnished or transformed based on how we handle daily circumstances of life. Let's get practical. You claim you're a Christian. You claim you're a believer. How you treat your husband, how you treat your wife determines how those gates will stay open to Christ. Somebody's been mean to you. Somebody's been bitter to you. What have you done? You went and gossiped about them? Those hinges will have trouble moving. That's why Solomon says, son, guard your heart more than any other guarded thing, for from it come the origins of life. From here comes out the stuff, the people, the caravans. How do you keep your hearts open? Well, Solomon tells us, back up to verse 20. He says, my son, give attention to my words. Words of wisdom. Words of God. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your hearts, of your heart. Which means this, there is no substitute. Are y'all still listening? There is no substitute to the daily listening, reading, or weekly attending the services. What I'm saying to you is, when things are fine, nothing is wrong, what is keeping you from coming and attending services and hearing the truth, whether it's a sermon or the Sunday school or Bible study, what is keeping you? And it's not just that, the daily reading of the Word of God. We're not living in the 1500s. We're not living in the medieval times where people did not have the Bible or it was just in the Latin. Folks, you have a Bible. We have Bibles. What is keeping you from opening the Bible? If we're truly honest, many of you have not cracked open the Bible in weeks. And if we do, it's just a verse or two just to argue with someone over. Come on, folks. Well, you know, I go with an app. Open your app right now. I can guarantee you many of your apps will say it's been 32 weeks or 15 days or whatever. Are y'all with me? This Bible sits on the coffee table collecting dust or on the backseat of the car or the app stays unopened. How can you go about saying, well, I love Jesus. I love Pastor Shaw. I'm glad you do. But folks, Christianity is not just loving me. It's about loving Christ. It's about keeping the door, the gate of your house, your life, open to Christ and His Word. Not just hearing messages. Not just reading the Bible. But listen, the marriage conference. The marriage conference. What is keeping you from signing up for the marriage conference? I'm not talking about just couples, but also singles. You looking at getting married? He said, I don't even have a boyfriend. Well, maybe it's time you attend the marriage conference. It'll give you some tips. How? Hey, listen. Wow, our marriage is great. But do it for your children. Do it for other people. And the reason I like this couple is because when they come and speak, they deal with all issues. What is the cost of ignoring this command? Listen to verse 22. I kind of jumped ahead. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Which means this, if you let the truth of God, the Word of God, whether through sermons, seminars, godly books, messages, there's going to be life in the city. When Solomon tells his son, son, if you let the Word of God come into your life and don't let it depart from your eyes, there will be life. There will be health. Again, going back to our flu season, how do you feel when you're sick? Everything hurts, right? You can't sleep, you're coughing, you're awake, your back is hurting, your temperature is rising. It's a horrible feeling. Like, man, I just want to die. I feel terrible, and this cough not going away. Who gave it to me? And I mean, we're so miserable. When the Word of God doesn't come into our hearts like it's supposed to, there is misery inside the city. Folks, when truth comes in, it has a way of purging the sickness. It has a way of purging the virus of sin. Sin will wear you down. And what happens? This life is the full life, the fullness of life. And Jesus talked about it in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life. You see, the Old Testament and the New Testament go hand in hand. You do know that the book of Proverbs is really about Jesus, right? Because He is the wisdom of God. He is the wisdom incarnate. I have no doubt you are wonderful people. I have no doubt that you know Jesus Christ, but right now, is there that full life in your home, in your relationships? We can pretend everything is fine. Ever done that? You were feeling horrible, but you had to go to work. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling great. There is a test. There is a test based on what you're letting in. Because what you let in is what's going to come out. Remember the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. Well, Solomon gives us three tests. The first one is the speech test. Listen to verse 24. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Now listen, if garbage is going in, garbage is going to come out of the gates. Garbage is going inside the city, Garbage is coming out of the city. So here's a test. Speech. What does Paul say in Colossians 3:9? Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed. Listen, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. If you have become a new person in Christ Jesus, live up to the knowledge that you have received. Second test. The vision test. Listen to verse 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and let your eyelids, really the Hebrew is the eyeballs, look right before you. Where have your eyes been lately? What movies have you watched that you had no business watching? Folks, I'm not a legalistic pastor. I refuse to be, making a bunch of rules. But here, this is biblical. If you're allowing trash into your eyes, well, I just wanted to see what the young people are doing these days. I tell you what, it's terrible. Well, you sat there and you watched that whole YouTube video that you had no business watching. And you blame the young people for it. Isn't that amazing? We can take that one look because you can't help it. That person is coming by. Ladies, that man or men, that person, that lady walked by. It's you saw that person the first time. Why is it there a second look and a third look and a gazing look? Why is it? And why is it happening a lot? That every time that person or the opposite sex walks by, you keep glaring. You keep gazing. Why is that? Is that okay? Matthew 6:22, the lamp of the body. Did you know there is a lamp that shines inside your body? Figuratively speaking, the lamp of the body is the eye. Jesus says this, if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore, listen to this is so powerful. The word of God is so powerful. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Finally, the third test Solomon gives his son is the direction test. The direction test. Now he talks about the feet. He talked about the mouth, talked about your eyes. Now he talks about the direction. Listen to verse 26 again. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Ponder means meditate. Take time to think about which way you keep going. And this always doesn't have to be lust. Sometimes it has to be with things that are just so appropriate to your weakness, your insecurity. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Why is it that your truck goes by that house? Why is it that you make it a point to go by that person's desk? Why is it? I didn't do anything. Look, I'm just being a friend. Now, I had someone say, how about the hands? Solomon didn't say anything about the hands. Well, if you get to the hands, it's too late, okay? If you already put your hand on someone or doing something shady, we need intervention. You don't need to worry about your gates. Everybody get that? The mouth, the eyes, the feet, the direction. It gets to the hands. Matthew 7, verse 13, very quickly. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. I can go on and on. What are we going to do? Is there a lot of sickness inside the city? Is life the fullness of life Jesus promised? Well, let's check the gates, because maybe carts full of sicknesses and rats are coming in and wreaking havoc inside the city, and what's coming out is not joy and peace and the fruit of the Spirit, what's coming out is a speech that is contrary to the truth of God. What's coming out is a vision that you're looking at things that you should not. What's coming out are feet going in the wrong direction. And what needs to happen today is for you to be awakened. This is not a message to just get on to you and fuss at you. I hope you don't take it like that. It's to awaken you and say, wait, the gates have been compromised. The enemy is here. And somehow they've gotten in. We got to stop. If you've never received Christ as your Savior, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, again, he talks about the mouth and the heart. Listen to what he says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, you see that immaterial part of you, that's where you have to believe, that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then we begin the race, right? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We run towards Him. As we close, we need to really take account of our lives. Are we really letting the Word of God come into our life? Are we really listening to the truth? Really studying the Word? How are the gates? Are they open to Christ? Is there health inside the city? Is there life? Is there joy? I'm not saying problem-free, but is there fullness of joy? If not today, you need to repent, you need to confess, make things right. And if you do not know Christ, open the gates, let Him come in.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's sermon. If we don't guard our hearts in our Christian life, we allow filth and misery to enter. It's so important that we keep watch over where we look, the things that we say, and where we allow our feet to take us. For more information and for this sermon's notes, check out Dr. Shah's blog at abadonshah.com. And for more ways and how to get plugged in here at Clearview, check out our website at clearviewbc.org. One awesome way that you can get plugged in here at Clearview is coming up on March the 7th. The One Marriage Conference, hosted here at Clearview, will be led by Tony and Elisa DiLorenzo. This conference will revolutionize your marriage and will revolutionize how you think about your relationship. To sign up, you can visit onelabevents.com, and for more information, you can contact us in the church office at 252-438-8433.